In his State of the State speech, Alaska Governor Sean Parnell called on lawmakers in Juneau to make this the education session. So far, there has been a lot of discussion, debate, and deliberation over a number of education issues, including the governor's omnibus education bill. Earlier this week, House Bill 278 garnered the approval of the House Education Committee. The newest member of the Alaska legislature is Democrat Sam Keto III from Juneau. He sits on the House Education Committee, and during Tuesday's House Minority Caucus press conference, he outlined some of the changes the committee made to the governor's bill. Keto says some of the changes are focused on maintaining and increasing access to charter schools.
Some of the comments that we've heard are challenges with funding for facilities for charter schools. We did put a additional authorization in the bond debt reimbursement program that hopefully will provide some incentive for some of the urban school districts to provide funding for charter schools specifically. We also removed a sunset on a matching program that was set up for federal funds, and that program doesn't have any funds at this point from the federal government, but if at some point in the future federal funds do become available, the sunset has been removed, so that program would be able to receive and expend those funds for the benefit of charter school facilities.
The House Education Committee has wrapped up their work on House Bill 278 and passed the bill on to the House Finance Committee. Governor Parnell issued a statement Wednesday stressing his commitment to signing legislation that grows charter school opportunities, improves career and vocational programs, and provides more funding for the state's students. The bill includes a slight increase to the base student allocation, but not as much as many of the minority Democrats in the House are actually pushing for. The issue of increased education funding was addressed during a press conference Tuesday by Minority Leader Chris Tuck. He says more money for public education in Alaska is about investing in the future.
If you look at all those societies, the most advanced societies throughout history are those that invested in education. And we want to make sure that Alaska is a smart state, remains a smart state, and to do that, that's one of the most important investments that we can make.
The governor's education bill was changed in the House Education Committee, including an amendment supported by the governor that he says supports the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program and other programs across the state. Governor Parnell claims the tax credit for nonprofit scholarships awarded to dual-credit students will now capture all of the costs associated with in-state dual-credit programs. This includes tuition, registration, on-campus room and board, and transportation costs. House Bill 278 now moves to the House Finance Committee for consideration. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.